BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Planning on skipping the country?
I wish.
Sorry, it's a bad joke. But what's with all the bags?
What's she doing?
Oh, well, she always does. The slide's too steep, Daddy. And then she sits at the top trying to make her mind up.
Mm-hmm. While the other kids wait.
Bottleneck caused by Martha Carter. So, well, I thought you were picking art for mine.
To be honest, I didn't want to wait outside the flat or shop at the moment. The rumour mill's already started.
Oh, sorry, I should have thought...
No. That's not on you.
But you're not driving, so how did you get all this stuff here?
Adam gave me a lift. I can get a taxi back.
Oh, don't be daft, I'll drive you.
Aren't you going to ask me if I've had a drink today?
Have you?
No.
Good.
Not yet, anyway.
What does that mean?
Chris, I think Martha should be with you.
Okay, makes sense. I can even have her for the week if you want.
No, I think you should have Martha with you for the foreseeable. She needs a safe environment, and right now that's not with me.
You would never put her in harm's way.
Wouldn't I?
No.
You can guarantee that. Look, whatever this is, a slip or blip or something bigger, longer term.
Don't think like that.
Well, I have to. And whatever it is, I need to fix it. And I can't do that and look after Martha.
Fine, she can be with me overnight then, but you can still see her.
No.
You don't have to hand over all her stuff.
This isn't all of it. It's just the stuff she can't be without. You have to be realistic, Chris. And the truth is, neither of us know how this is going to pan out.
Here you go, fellas.
Oh,
thank you. Here's your change.
Cheers.
Well, Chris... He's supposed to be meeting me in here for a few...
Room for one more?
Oh, you made it, Paul.
Well, thanks for texting, Alistair. Mum practically pushed me out the door.
How is she?
Oh, still a bit green around the gills, to be honest. Nasty bug. Can't keep much down.
Whoa, too much info, mate.
Sorry.
Is there anything we can do?
Well, not really. She needs lots of rest, the meds they've given her for the bug, and lots of fluids.
I owe her a drink or ten as well.
Well, I'd be happy to take one on her behalf.
Done. What are you having?
Oh, I can't decide.
No, come with me. See what takes you fancy.
Okay.
Poor Denise. Never a good deed goes unpunished.
Never occurred to me she might get a bug from the water.
You get off lightly, pal.
I was lucky, I guess.
Especially with Alice Aldridge behind the wheel of her car and three sheets to the wind.
Word spread fast. Everyone's talking.
What was she thinking?
When she came into the shop to buy it, she seemed frantic.
That's no excuse. I mean, fall off the wagon, I sure empty and slip, but in your car, who does that?
She seemed to be doing so well.
When she does mess up, it's always somebody else who pays for it. Not to mention poor Martha.
Jazza, not now, mate, please.
So, I take it it's no coincidence that you and Denise were in the same time, same place that night?
Shh, Paul's right over there.
Look, he can't hear us, man. Talk about paranoia.
We were out to spend some quality time together.
Is that what they call it now?
Jazza.
Well, I'm glad you managed to find some quality time. Alistair, you did find some time...
Well, we were en route when we saw the car in the river.
So you didn't actually...
No.
Man, that's well harsh.
Yeah, go on. Jump higher. Oh, yay! She took that well, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
It's nearly at dinner time.
Oh, let her play. I'll get her something on the way home. She'll be asleep before we get back. Mm. Oh, we could all go get some dinner. Could make it a treat day.
I'd love to.
Well, then come.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. Actually, I should go.
Oh. I'll get her so you can give her a hug.
No, please. I'd rather just go. You can tell her I said bye. I had to go because of work or something.
Alice, I know how you must be feeling. Or at least, I think I can imagine. But this whole thing is not necessarily as bad as you think.
No? And what if I go to prison?
That's not a definite.
It's very likely, at least.
We don't know that.
It doesn't matter either way, Chris. because I bought the vodka from the shop. From Joy, for crying out loud. Two of the people caught up in my actions are witnesses to the fact that I went into a shop, bought a bottle of vodka and went off to my car. It's a no-brainer that I downed the lot. Some cheapo fruit cider, apparently.
Oh, it's not like you.
No, it is, Chris. It's exactly like me. I drink myself into a state and then I do stupid, unlikely things. You know this, and mercifully you don't have to deal with it anymore.
Being down on yourself is not going to help the situation.
Yeah, being soft on myself won't either. Three people I care about ended up in the AM. Fallon ended up nearly dying because of me.
But she didn't. They didn't. Yes, it was bad. Yes, they didn't deserve it, but they didn't die. And prison is not a done deal, so you should stop acting like it is. You've got to stay positive, Alice. For Martha's sake, and for your own.
I need to go.
Alice, please.
Thank you, for helping me tell Martha. Tell her I'll see her soon.
Ah, Chris isn't he coming, he's got Martha.
Well, stick with us then.
Yeah. Mum's so tired of me fussing, I think I need to stay out longer.
Same with me and Joy.
Actually, I think I'll down this and go and check in on him.
On Chris? Is everything all right?
Well, I'm sure it is, aye. Anyway, cheers everybody.
Cheers. Martha, isn't that Alice's daughter?
Yeah.
Mm. Honestly, I was so shocked when I heard it was Alice driving the other car. I mean, she's so nice whenever I've seen her at the stables.
You know, I was there when Martha came into the world.
Really?
Yeah, he and my dad were trying to get Alice to the hospital in time.
Did she have a drink problem back then?
Apparently, it was an entire bottle of vodka this time and loads of alcohol.
That's an exaggeration.
Yeah, but the thing is, she doesn't seem the type.
Paul.
I'm sorry, but it's the last thing I'd expect, that's all.
Mm. Anyway, I better be off. Thanks for the drink, Mick.
Yeah, no worries.
See you, Jazza.
See you.
Look, I didn't mean to offend him. I mean, he's friends with Chris, isn't he? And Chris and Alice were
married once, yeah.
So he knows what she's like, then.
I just think that let's not talk about that, shall we?
Agreed. There are better people to be discussed when in the company of Alistair, vet and rescuer extraordinaire.
Absolutely.
Oh, how have you been, Mick? I know you hurt your wrist, but, I mean, it's not the easiest experience to survive.
Well, to be honest, I've tried to busy myself looking after Joy, but sometimes I just suddenly get a flashback.
Maybe you should see someone. Speak to someone about it.
Yeah.
Nah, I'll be all right. I suppose it's to be expected. I reckon it was lucky Joy was unconscious for the most part. I mean, I can't think what it was like for Fallon.
And George. I mean, Mum said when he heard Fallon was still down there, he went straight back in to get her.
He was amazing.
I went to see him. See how he is. Thank him from me and Joy, and even he seemed a bit overwhelmed by the experience still. Has your mum said anything?
Well, only how lucky we are that everyone got out okay. Alive. And how clear-headed Alistair was. I meant to ask Alistair. Mum's a bit fuzzy about it, but she said you guys were on a late call-out. Has anyone logged it? Sent the invoice? I didn't even know you were on call that night.
No. Yes, I was covering. Late cover for the Lovell James on-call vet who couldn't make it.
Sounds like it was meant to be you.
Yeah. So,
Who was it to?
Sorry?
Well, the call-out. Mum said something about you needing an assist.
Yeah. It was, So I called your mum to see if she might be willing to assist, and thankfully she was able.
And the call-out was to...
Well,
me, as it happens.
What?
What?
I mean, yeah. I almost forgot it was you.
Oh. Well, I didn't know you kept animals, Mick.
No, that's because I don't. It was actually when I was going to pick up Joy and Fallon from the concert at Felpersham, and I saw an animal by the side of the road, very distressed.
Oh. What was it?
A sheep. It was clearly in pain.
A ewe, actually, on its back, you said.
Yeah. Yeah, making terrible noises, like it was dying.
What a night for you, Mick.
Yeah, very distressing.
Anyway, Mick called the Lovell James emergency number, and they phoned me as the on-call vet. Anyone for another drink?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, so what happened?
Sorry?
Well, with the poor you by the side of the road.
Well, I heard Mick's description of the situation and suspecting it may be injured. It was already dark and possibly it may have needed to be put down, so I asked your mum to assist.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned. And the ewe?
Ah, yeah, well, I think it had escaped a nearby field through a hedge and injured a leg in the process.
What, so it didn't need putting down or anything?
No, it was relatively fine. One of its front legs seemed a bit stiff.
Yeah, I thought that.
So I gave it an anti-inflammatory and we managed to get it back in the field.
Great. And do you know the name of the farm or farmer?
You don't need to make notes, Paul. Lovell James deal with this kind of thing at HQ.
But surely we should log it. I mean, someone needs to pay for your time and Mum's. Not to mention the meds. And you know what Don's like.
All taken care of at HQ. If the farmer had called, it'd be a different story. But as it was Mick and the animal had escaped...
Wait, I didn't know that HQ dealt with any of the paperwork for your on-call job.
Yep. Another drink, anyone?
Yes, please.
Oh, my round. Same again?
Yeah, if you're sure.
Of course. Mick?
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
One sec. That was hard work. Thank you, Mick.
Oh, don't mention it, mate.
We were actually, Denise and I, we were...
Don't sweat it.
No, it's just... Paul's Denise's son. And...
Say no more. Really. Mum's the word.
And I need to rethink some of my bookings next week. I need to be there for the nursery drop-offs and pick-ups, and Martha doesn't feel...
I will. Your mum and dad will help. Me and Tracy will do everything we can.
Thanks, Mike. But the way she was talking, I don't know how long-term this is going to end up being.
I care for Alice, and I know you did and all.
You should have heard her, Jazzer. She's practically ready to walk into a prison cell now.
She might well end up with a prison sentence, Chris.
Oh, not you too, Jazz. We can't think like that.
You'll wake Martha. Alice is an adult. She makes her own decisions.
Jazzer.
And she's going to face the consequences of her own mistakes. That's just fact.
This just doesn't seem like her. Something about this, it doesn't fit with the Alice I know.
Chris, when somebody's an addict, nothing fits when they're under the influence. Anything's possible.
No.
Well, I'm so sorry, pal, but clearly it is.
No, this isn't right. It isn't Alice. I reminded her about everything she'd overcome. That she can do it again. Prison is possible, but it's not definite. She's got to be more positive about this, even this rubbish situation.
What did she say?
Nothing. She said nothing and left. I don't think she could even hear me. It's like she's already given up.